This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown and Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong, better rates and better service, right in the heart of Blount County. And we are live, 100.9 FM, 850 AM, Rocky Top Sports. 2 minutes past the top of the hour on the best day of the week. It's Thursday, it's the best day of the week.
Especially when you got Jeremy Pruitt coming on.
Oh, yeah, coach is coming on. So that adds a little bit more to this day. Guys, will Brandon Kennedy be a Vol? Touchdown and Turnover. Offensive lineman from Alabama, grad transfer, SEC changed the rule, allows people who got their degree to transfer within the conference without sitting out. It's been documented that Tennessee, Auburn are potential choices for him. Does he make the choice to be a Volunteer? Touchdown, Turnover. Does it happen?
I'm going to say touchdown. Clearly the conference is on this kid's side. I just think maybe it's the fact that it would just be too weird to go from Alabama to Auburn. and maybe I'm just being idealistic there. But what a strange switch that would be. So I'll say, yeah, he comes to Tennessee. And I think also his chances of having more playing time are higher at Tennessee. So I'll say, yeah, he becomes a Vol eventually.
For that very final point, I will 100% agree with you. Touchdown for me, you look at Auburn's roster. They've got four bodies right now that are competing for that one center position. Really, three are truly locked down at Auburn, four positions potentially coming out of spring. The only one up in the air is center. So maybe that's why you see the decision come down between Auburn and Tennessee, but you've got four other able-bodied guys working at that position or working for that position at Auburn. Don't see that much depth here at Tennessee. If you want playing time, the Hill is the place to come. I'll say touchdown.
Come on down.
Just because simply it makes more sense.
Yeah, I'm saying touchdown. I think he's a starting center. This season, I think he's starting center from day one. I remember Lane Kiffin was like, nobody has a position on this team. Everyone has to earn it. Everyone was like, yeah, right, man. Eric Berry, he's going to have to work for his position, right? I'm looking at our offensive line, and I just don't see how Brandon Kennedy is not going to be the starting center if he comes here, and I think he is coming here. So I'm saying touchdown as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this offensive line is going to play out. Think about this. You get Trey Smith back, and he can play guard or tackle for you. You get Chance Hall healthy. He can play tackle, and he can be a really good player in his last year here. He was a good player his freshman year, but he was hampered by injuries. So that's three positions right there that are taken care of. And then you have this five-star talent in Drew Richmond that really just needed some real coaching. And who knows what he can be, but he plays guard. So now you really have to go and get you one more guy. Will that be a Riley Locklear, a Nathan Niehaus? Who can it be?
But you only the list almost ends there.
Yeah, but you really only have to go and get you one more player. Now, the two deep will be a big question, but as far as your starting line, it's not going to be as bad as what many people thought it would be. You just got to stay healthy. Staying healthy is the name of the game here with this team this year, because there's talent, but there's not a lot of competitive depth. And you really, really need that in this conference, because chances are someone's going to get hurt, because you have to practice at a certain level to get better. And your body can only take so much You know, you got guys sometimes that are, hey, they just can't practice like everybody else. And so they may get hurt. So you're going to have some injuries. You just hope that it's not in key places, and you hope it's not like for the whole entire season. That's what you hope. Season-ending injuries. Let's stay away from those. But touchdown, Brandon Kennedy. I think he's going to be. I think he's going to be involved, man. A lot of coaches that were here at Alabama last year, and so they have relationships with him. And
makes too much sense.
It makes too much sense. You know, we are going to benefit from Brandon Kennedy because of this rule, but we're also going to have to face a team that also is benefiting from the rule, and that is Van Jefferson, who day one is the best receiver for the Florida Gators. Day one. He's a stud.
He's good.
He's really good. And where's our weakness? Probably a corner. So that's, yeah, you benefited, but you also may get burned too. Hopefully, not literally. Hopefully. 865-255-03 is a B-Drive waterproofing hotline, and Comcast got it done at the right time. Had a voice outage nationwide and got us rocking and rolling late afternoon, evening is when it was all resolved and we got back. Because I thought I was going to go John Q on Comcast. Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite movies.
I thought I was going to go John Q. I had someone
what up, Denzel?
Volunteer to bail me out if Jerry Pruitt interview was messed up because of Comcast. But Comcast came through. I give them their props. But come on, man. You're a big company. You can't let that happen. So many businesses affected yesterday. All right, 865-255-03. Let's get to Turkey Man first. Turkey Man, good morning.
Turkey Man.
That's a strong.
Good morning, individual.
Good morning, individual. That's a strong turkey call, my friend.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I'm fired up. We're going to have Coach Cornbread on.
Yeah.
I want to know if he likes Nanner pudding. Mm. And also, I know that he grew up an Alabama fan. And I know in his time frame of rooting for Bama before he was coaching, I think, he had 9 years, I believe it was, of we whooping that butt. And I wonder how he felt as a fan of the Tide of seeing them get whooped year in and year out. And are we going to get back to whooping that Alabama butt again? And I was wondering about, over that period of time, we've had a tandem of great tailbacks. And that may be something you guys kind of roll up to the good people. What's the best or most favorite or the best tandem of tailbacks we've had at the University of Tennessee over the past few years? And are we going to get back to having a tandem of great tailbacks? And what he thinks about the incoming running backs and what he's looking forward to that. And tell him that anytime he wants to, I'll make him some cornbread. I'll show him how cornbread's supposed to taste like.
You think you can beat my mama's cornbread, Turkey Man?
I think I'm pretty good at cornbread.
Oh,
but I'm looking for
That's
him
a smart
to
answer.
Tweak it and make me championship cornbread.
Right.
See, I figure if he eats my cornbread and he said that is outstanding cornbread, I would be championship cornbread, man.
True. He would be
guys,
hard to deny that.
Guys, I look forward to that interview and have a good day.
Hey, thank you, Turkey Man. Appreciate the phone call. I can't have Prude on here and be trash talking him about Alabama. I only got 15 minutes.
An interesting question, though.
I only got 15 minutes.
God, he'd probably shoot it right back, too.
When Pruitt played at Alabama, Tennessee was perennially slapping Alabama around. Alabama was not as powerful as – I mean, they weren't even in the same universe as they are now. So I wonder how
– Yeah, I only got 15.
How he could potentially be responsible for bringing Tennessee back around to that you know, situation.
Yeah, I gotta be very careful with my 15 minutes. Yeah, I want to get as much as we can accomplish there in that 15 minutes. Man.
It's tough in general to know what to ask Pruitt at this point because
well, you just better come knowledgeable.
No,
we could certainly come knowledgeable, but it's more of the the exact questions that you asked, the topics that you asked about, because he was so reticent to discuss any individual player during spring. Can I ask?
You can
who's,
ask.
Who are you feeling for, or maybe not who's going to be the starting running back, but something like, you know, who stood out at this position, and can you talk about their specific skill set? Is he going to just stonewall it?
Well, I mean, what
am I supposed to expect?
He's already kind of shown that he just does not want to single out individual players because he wants everyone to feel like they got work to do. So, kind of knowing that going into it, I don't want to waste a question on that. Probably.
Exactly.
I think when you get Pruitt talking about X's and O's, like, he's in paradise, and so that's kind of what I want to know. I mean, X's and O's wise, what type of corner attributes is he looking for? Of course, I'm going to ask him about cornbread.
Let's get detailed.
Of course, I'm going to ask him about cornbread. Of course, I'm going to bring up asparagus. But I do want to know about the type of players that he is going out there and trying to bring in. I'm not going to ask him a stupid question like, hey, what are you saying to the recruits? And why in the hell would he say that? Why would he admit to what he's telling recruits so other people can hear it and do the same thing? That's just a dumb question. We are not going to ask any dumb questions today, guys.
That is the goal, pretty much always with every guest. But.
No dumb questions. No dumb questions.
Nothing but
why
cash.
Would someone tell his recipe? Hey, Bobby Flay. Hey, man, you know that famous recipe? You know, would you mind sharing it with us? Hey, Colonel Sanders, I know you made your whole entire business on these 13, herbs and spices, this original recipe. Hey, man, I got a question. What are those ingredients? He's not going to tell you that. Why? Why would he tell you that? Media, stop asking dumb questions. Lee, what are you telling the recruits? Gosh. Vol Nation, good morning.
Good morning, family. How y'all doing?
Fantastic, Vol Nation. Good to hear you, man. You sound great.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm doing great this morning, man. Got a chance to watch an awesome basketball game last night, and I'm up and down this morning, and this is my Friday. I usually work Monday through Thursday. I'm off Friday, Saturday, Sunday typically, so I'm jacked right now. But
there you go.
Why are you bragging, Vol Nation? You know there's people listening going, ugh. They're so sick right now.
Lucky you. Oh, boy.
Hey, man, but I'm excited about this football season, too, man. I'm excited about hearing Coach Pruitt and him being on your show, man. I mean, this is just an amazing show. I'm so excited about what's going on in your life and how you're moving forward and the doors that are opening, man. You're just making it better for all of us because we celebrate with you. And when you move up, we move up as well, man. So we celebrate you today. But
thanks.
You're welcome, man. Excited about the O-line. You know, I hadn't been excited about the offensive line in a while, but, I mean, it's something about – Will Friend, man, he's doing something special down there. And every time I turn around, I'm watching them recruiting, and I'm following 247, and they got some big offensive lineman and some big ugly out there trying to say, hey, you know, come on here to Tennessee, and they over 300 pounds, they're about 6'3", 6'4", whatever. You know, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. I can't wait to see Ty Chandler and Banks and the running back from Michigan State, you know, line up in the backfield and run between the tackles. We run it. Running between the A-gap, you know, whatever, you know. And, you know, we're going to do a dive. We're going to do a toss and a sweep. That's great. But I'm ready to smack somebody in the mouth between the tackles. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited about all that. You know, a question, I don't know if you guys are accepting questions or not, but I'd like to know from Coach Pruitt, you know, when he got a chance to sit down with Coach Philip Fulmer and then he knew that he was getting ready to get the job, how did he feel the first time that he was announced as the head ball coach of the University of Tennessee? You know,
that's a great question, Vol Nation.
I know it's one thing, you know, being one of the top defensive coordinators and or an assistant or something like that, or on a staff of a head ball coach. But for him, you know, to have gone through what he had gone through in such a short period of time, and now to be the head ball coach of not just any program, you know, but the University of Tennessee in the SEC. How did that make him feel, you know? And I'm sure his family was excited, but I just wanted to get that question out. And I did want to hit on one other thing. I know y'all watched the game. And I know they call KD the Slim Reaper and all this other stuff.
he don't like it though, but that's what
they call him. He done. I want to call him, you know, of course they got on this little thing going on now where they're trying to find I guess a person to play Denzel for the new Equalizer movie and things of nature. I looked at KD like that. He was the Equalizer last night. I mean, the man was unconscious, you know. He was an assassin, cold-blooded, without any type of expression. You know, it was like he was doing his job. And the man dropped 43, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, 7-7 from the free throw line. They shot 53% as a total from the field as a team. And, you know, and this is with Clay hitting 10, Steph hitting 11, mm-hmm. Green and McGee hitting 10. Everybody was barely in double digits.
It's amazing.
And he went out there and he just killed it, man. It was anytime that they needed an answer, anytime they needed a lift, even when they were down 13, 14 points, whatever it was in the first half, and then they kind of fought their way back and he hit that three going into the half, you know, and then he came out third quarter and they were kind of doing their thing. But that fourth quarter, man, and this is what, you know, I guess in looking at that, looking what he did, and I know it's a different team, but looking at how the team struggled, he put them on his back and said, come on, we're going to the promised land. You know what I'm saying? And when I hear the word GOAT, that's what I think about. You know what I'm talking about? And I know LeBron's done that, you know, time and time again. And so when you look at KD's performance, it reminds me a little bit of how LeBron has gotten this team, the team that he's with, right, in a sense, mm-hmm. to the finals. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I want to tag GOAT to it, because when I think about GOAT, I think about championships. But when you talk about a great player, that in a sense, I was listening to the radio this morning on ESPN, they were talking about how greatness has kind of gotten dumbed down.
Yes, it has.
Because he's doing something great on a very bad team. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like we watched KD do it. Or he was on a great team, but they played like a bad team, at least everybody else did, except for him. And he had to put him on his back. He did what LeBron did. But we look at that today as like, wow, that's amazing, where LeBron's been doing it seemingly all season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, a couple pet peeves of mine is how we throw around GOAT, you know, how we just say everyone's great. Another pet peeve of mine now is how people just cannot – they're unable to separate greatness from – like a team accomplishment. They automatically think that championships means that you, like, you're the best ever. And I'm sorry, it just doesn't mean that. You can win championships. That's great. It's a part of it, but it's not the end all be all. You got to look at what they actually did. I mean, Dan Marino didn't win a championship, but we can't sit here and say that he wasn't one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
That's correct. I mean,
the dude was a freaking amazing. You got to be able to say, okay, man, Dan Marino is really good, or, man, Phillip Rivers is really good, you know, but didn't have a championship. You can't sit here and tell me that Eli Manning is better than those guys, and he has two championships.
Right.
You got to be able to kind of look at it differently. And so I think those are just really lazy, lazy sports takes that are kind of pet peeves of mine. But Kevin Durant was amazing.
He was
amazing yesterday, man.
And then looking at that, you know, I mean, looking at what LeBron did this season, I'm sure they're done. You know, put a fork in.
Oh, yeah, they're done.
Are they going to win the next game? They might.
Maybe.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
It just depends, because the way Kevin Durant played last night, he played without any emotion. He played very – I don't know what it is about game three in Cleveland.
Yeah, I know, right?
But he gets in there in that building, and he's putting the lights out. I mean, he shut that crowd down. We hit that three and the fourth quarter. I mean, the lights went out, and the crowd just – I mean, they were just quiet. I mean, you could have heard a cricket, you know, in that stadium with all them people. You know, it was just crazy.
Yeah.
But one thing that did interest me, I want to get your opinion on this. You know, I remember back in the day, you know, you had great teams, and you had great players matched up on great players. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And, you know, sort of like Jordan, or, you know, of course he was a great defensive guy, and Kobe did pretty good as well, you know what I'm saying? But you had guys, and they would match up. If they were the guy, and you had a guy on your team, they're going to match up on that guy. And last night, what did kind of bother me a little bit, and maybe it's because he was tired. He has been doing this a lot. LeBron would switch off relatively easily off of, and rotate over, which I know that's part of what they do. They do a lot of switching and things of that nature. Yep. But KD was the only one scoring. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I'm thinking like, dude, if you want to win, ain't nobody else on your team going to be able to cover him. You know, you can at least make him think. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the predicament that the Warriors put you in. I don't know if you remember Draymond Green's baseline dunk this pass from Steph Curry.
Yes, yes.
Steph Curry was he was 0 for 9 at that point.
Yeah.
And they collapsed on Steph Curry because he can still make it. And the pick and roll, you got to switch it because everybody can dribble, everybody can shoot. Before we saw this game evolve into what we see now with everybody being able to shoot, you know, you saw guys going underneath the screens. Like when Rajon Rondo runs pick and roll, what do guys do that's guarding Rajon? They go behind the screen because he can't shoot. But you can't do that now because the guy who's the screener, he can pick and pop and he can shoot the shot or he can roll to the basket. So the best way to defend that stuff is just switch it. And that's why you see guys like Tristan Thompson on the perimeter guarding Kevin Durant. That's why 2 years ago when LeBron won, remember, I think it was either Kevin Love or Tristan Thompson was guarding Steph Curry when he missed that shot, and then Kyrie came down, hit the game winner. The way the game is, man, all five guys being able to shoot and dribble, you got to switch it, or you'll get torched.
Can we be honest about Kevin Durant's final that shot in the final minute that was just so cold blooded? That long three.
It was cold blooded.
As the shot clock ran out, he was. Let's be honest. He was channeling Chris Lofton. Obviously, very reminiscent of Chris Lofton's shot over Kevin Durant. Kevin remembered.
He has nightmares about
it. And he said, I have to, some sort of retribution. Yeah. I think he made amends for it finally with that shot.
That's probably what happened, Vol Nation. That's probably what happened. But, yeah, man, I appreciate all the great comments and the question. Good stuff. And, man, thank you so much for continuing to support the show and what we're doing, man. I thank you.
No problem, man. I'm looking into getting that plus too, man. Because like I said, I'm all in it, man. Hey, I appreciate all you're doing, man.
That Joey Kent one was good. Now it was a little weird at the end, though. But I had to ask him a question that I heard too many rumors about. It was a little weird, but hey, it's a really, really good interview. So I encourage people to go and get signed up with Swain Event Plus and hear those extended interviews. Really good stuff.
Hey, man.
Thank you,
Vol Nation. Man. Yes, sir.
Let's get to Andy. Andy is next. Andy, good morning.
How y'all doing this morning?
Doing great, Andy. How are you?
What up?
I'm doing all right.
All right.
Man, I really liked that video with about Kevin Sherry yesterday with the teams. That really shows they're really trying to get all these players spawned.
For sure. Something you got to do.
But I thought that was funny yesterday about somebody saying that I had them blocked on Twitter. I ain't got nobody blocked on Twitter, so it must be someone else.
Yeah, we can't be blocking the birthday girls.
Maybe so. It's a different Andy.
Yeah, maybe it's a different Andy. You wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I don't block nobody unless they harassing or something.
I got you. Well, it's good to hear you, man. It's good to you know, hear that you're awake, Andy, this morning.
I can't wait to hear from Jeremy Pruitt.
All right, we're going to hear it in about 45 minutes.
Should be fun.
50 minutes, somewhere around there.
All right.
All right.
Vols,
all right,
y'all
Andy.
Have a great day.
All right, Andy, have a good one. Turkey Man talked about duos and trios of running backs. I saw where, like, Saturday Down South.
He also said lately, too.
Yeah, lately he did, which that's a whole other conversation. But you know, Saturday Down South had they had Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown as the best duo, running back duo ever. I don't even know if I can disagree with that.
It's hard. I could argue that
they were both top five picks.
I know, I could argue it though.
I mean, you think about all the.
I'm not saying I'd be right.
I mean,
I could debate it.
When you think about all the. Because remember, this whole spread offense phase, I mean, this is something that's popped up in the last 10, 15 years. The Oklahomas, the Nebraskas of the world, I mean, the smash mouth downhill football that's been played for so many years. in 2004 was the year we saw the best duo ever in college football, Ronnie Brown and Cadillac Williams. That's hard to believe, but I mean, I can't really think of anything top of my head, man. Any duo that was better.
I think if they were used correctly, Jalen Hurd and Alvin could have been legitimately legendary.
They wouldn't be anywhere close, though.
No, I mean, I don't think they would have been. Yeah, I don't think they would have been the best ever.
They would have been.
But that would have been.
They could have been the best. They could have been. No, they couldn't have.
I don't think they could have been the best ever at Tennessee. But But I think the amount of lost production out of that duo was unbelievable.
How much do you value where they were drafted over NFL production? That's important.
Well, I look at what they did in college. And what they did in college.
But just like how you set that up. Hey, they're both top five picks.
Well, it's because of what they did in college.
Yeah.
That's why they were.
Impressive.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't go on and be, you know, all pro running backs or anything like that consistently. I mean, Cadillac had some injuries. Ronnie Brown, you know, just never really lived up to that number two pick. But what they did at Auburn. I was watching them with my own two eyes. Those dudes were unstoppable. All right, so recent duos is what Turkey Man said, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, recent duos of Tennessee. We'll see if we can come through and find some notable duos here in the last couple of years of Tennessee. I can't go. I got to go back at least 10, 15 years. I can't do like the last five because that would be a short segment. 865-200-5503, Beat Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Stay with us. Be right back.
Insurance. Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Top 100 Barbecue Restaurant Dead End Barbecue isn't just a great place to go for dinner. They have fantastic lunch specials every day. Monday through Friday, they offer great deals on different meals each day. Dead End Barbecue has the Smoke and Sweet meal with half-smoked chicken, a side, choice of bread and banana pudding on Monday, brisket French dip on Tuesday, salmon salad on Wednesday. Thursday is the cold smoked turkey BLT and center cut bone-in pork chop on Friday. Not to mention, you can get a bowl of beans and smoked sausage for $6 every day. So when you are looking for somewhere to go for lunch during the week, look no further than Top 100 Barbecue Restaurant Dead End Barbecue. Check them out online at deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, your lunch search is over.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler Vines and Babb fight for you. Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
So many great running backs that play here in Tennessee, in the SEC, and in college football, period. And so, because you have so many great backs, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to say just duo, 1-2 punch? Are we going last 10 years? Are we going 2000 and, you know, forward? Are we going back to 90s and forward? Are we going just SEC? Are we going just Tennessee? So many great backs. So many great athletes with the ball in their hands. Really tough conversation to have. Always a fun conversation.
Love this type of conversation.
You can kind of just go back and just think about how great guys were with the ball in their hands. All right, let's get to Jay on the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. 865-255-03. Rocky Top Sports, 100.9 FM, 850 AM. Jay, good morning.
Swain, good morning, buddy. Look, man, I want to talk about something that Stephen A. Smith mentioned about LeBron James.
All right.
And, look, LeBron needs to leave Cleveland to find some help and a better team.
Yes.
I'm all for that. The man needs some help. So, you know, and I've defended LeBron on here because I think he's such an all-time great talent, and I hate to see him on such crappy teams. But if Stephen A. Smith, if what he said is true about LeBron and the Warriors talking this summer, and that basically the Warriors would have the idea of it would be KD and Steph Curry and LeBron, and it looks like, you know, obviously you couldn't hold on to everybody. Draymond and Klay Thompson would be going elsewhere. If LeBron James, I don't even think he would do that. But if what Stephen A. Smith's saying is true, LeBron James did that, I would lose maybe all respect for him as a player. And I don't think you could ever bring up Michael Jordan again and comparing him, because that's just something. You know, you talked about him doing what he did with the Heat, and I'm fine with that. But this right here, if he went to the Warriors, I don't ever want to hear him compared to Michael Jordan again. Because, and forget Michael Jordan, Larry Bird wouldn't do this. Magic Johnson wouldn't do this. That's like Larry Bird going to the Lakers.
Yep.
I just can't imagine. If LeBron James actually goes through with that, I'm sorry. I don't care if he wins the next 5 titles. He will never be better than Michael Jordan in my book.
You know what? I can't disagree with you. I would probably be like Charlie. It would be hard for me to watch that.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean,
I would find myself to Charlie's boat and ask to get in.
That would be tough. I don't think LeBron's going to do that, man.
I don't think he will either.
I do think he needs to go to Houston.
I'm fine with that. I'd be fine with that.
He needs to go to Houston. Yeah. That's his only chance to beat the Warriors. He's not going to do it with anyone else.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
He's just not going to do it. You might not be a fan, but can he beat the Warriors with any other team?
I think so.
Maybe him, Paul George in L.A. What do you think about that?
What, Lonzo Ball? Can't shoot? Who can't shoot?
That's on the short list of where people think he's going to go.
Yeah, because he has a $22 million house there in L.A. But
Hey, Jay, let me ask you this. Do you have a similar feeling if he
were to land or have the same or similar conversations with the Boston Celtics instead of the Warriors?
No, I wouldn't, because the Boston Celtics haven't even been to the finals. And he defeated the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I would be cool with the Boston Celtics.
But it's also a big-time rivalry. How is he viewed in Cleveland? How is he viewed in his home?
That's not a big-time rivalry. They just played this past year. Now, Kyrie, that whole thing that happened, but I don't look at it as a rivalry. I think it's weird, but, I mean, hey, that's the NBA now.
Well, fair. Oh, I forgot about that. Kyrie may not even want him there.
Kyrie may not be there himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they'd be smart to dish him, actually.
I'm with you, Jay. I couldn't do LeBron with the Warriors. I couldn't do it.
I'm not being picky. He could literally do anything else. Just don't go to the Warriors. That's all I'm saying.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. Y'all have a good day, man.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks.
I just want to avoid any more of this putting together super team stuff. I just don't want to see any more of that.
I don't mind a couple teams, a couple good players getting together. But the best player on the planet and the second best player on the planet, no, that's not going to work for me. All right, so recent running back duos. When you think of, like, recent, I guess we're talking 2000 and forward. That's the last 18 years. That's as recent as I can go.
Yeah.
I think of, obviously, Travis Stevens, Travis Henry, those boys. Jamal Lewis was there, that group. Just Tennessee.
How can you not?
And then you think of there in 02, 03, 04, you had this Gerald Riggs, Cedric Houston combination, and Arian Foster gets here in 04. Then you had this Riggs, Hardesty, Foster combination. Then you had Cedric Houston in there in 04. You got Herb Kamara. You got John Kelly. They're good players. We have to put an asterisk next to those guys because they didn't have the right coaching and they would not use properly. 09, you had Hardesty, you had Bryce Brown, but Bryce Brown was just wet behind the ears. He was a freshman. But if you want to take it back further than the 2000s, you're talking about James Stewart, Reggie Cobb, Chuck Webb, that group, and Aaron Hayden. Just so many great players in Tennessee history at the running back position.
Did you mention James Little Man?
Yep. James Stewart's right there with Reggie Cobb, Chuck Webb, and Aaron Hayden. Before we went to break, we were talking about Cadillac and Ronnie Brown there in 04. And I remember watching Jason Allen try to take on Ronnie Brown in open space and did not end well at all. Ronnie Brown basically ran Jason Allen over. And I was always a Cadillac fan because after every big run, he would just get up and just be so jacked out of his mind, so excited. That a good offense coordinator who knew how to use those guys. That was a special duo. Sonny Michel.
Nick Chubb.
Recently, just a recent history, they were awesome.
You go back to 2009 at Alabama, Mark Ingram, and also Trent Richardson. More recently, you have Eddie Lacy and T.J. Yeldon. They racked up a bunch of yards together.
Trent Richardson,
Mark Ingram,
Eddie Lacy combo was pretty potent too. But Charlie got a pretty potent combo too over here.
I'll name two here, but one we've completely forgotten about in terms of this conversation so far. Maybe you did mention, I don't know, but Ronnie Brown and Cadillac Williams at Auburn in 02, like that.
04.
Well, 02 to 04. But that whole period of time. But then I said my suggestion, and I think we had like three or four people on the text box say the same thing. And this Cleveland.com article that I'm looking at that literally lists out who they said were the best duos in college football has this at number one. Reggie Bush and Lindell White. I mean, they just were totally dominant. But, of course, we also put a caveat beside it. Pac-12 defenses were and still are.
Yeah.
But
also fun to watch Dexter McCluster and Brandon Bolden. A lot of people forget about that duo. Not up with the guys that we're discussing, but they were fun to watch at their time.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to say SEC, just put the SEC, okay. But they probably won't get a sniff if we're talking like nationally.
No.
In the last 18 years.
Some of the honorable mentions in this article that I'm looking at, Chris Brown and DeMarco Murray at OU
in
2007-09. Yeah. Chris Rainey and Jeff Demps at Florida when they were winning national championships.
Yeah, yeah, when they wasn't, you know, acting like felons and criminals.
Yeah. When they weren't literally murdering people. And Joe Mixon and Shamaje Perine. That's interesting. But you look back at the season that they had in 15, and they were.
What about 2012? Todd Gurley and Keith Marshall.
Woo! Yeah. Before.
Yeah.
Before it Keith was, Marshall called, destroyed his knee at Tennessee, but
yeah, that duo was called Gershel. I remember that it was called Gershel. Yeah, I'm ready to get back to that for Tennessee. I'm ready for that.
Well, just it will forever be so frustrating thinking about. The duo, honestly, the trio that Tennessee had for a year when they had John, or I guess it was 2 years, John Kelly, Jalen Hurd, and Alvin Kamara. Like, that's just so, thinking back to that and the complete lack of production or what could have been there is just,
Hurd,
makes me shiver.
Hurd and Kamara that were supposed to be a poor man's Lindell White and Reggie Bush. That's what they were supposed to be.
They absolutely could have been.
They were supposed to be that. They're supposed to be that duo.
With half competent coaching, they could have been.
With that guy that in space you had no chance of tackling. That was Reggie Bush. You could not touch him in a phone booth. And then bringing in a big boy who could run in between the tackles and could break away in open
had
space.
Had some wiggle.
I mean, Hurd, there were some times we saw Hurd break out. You know, it looked like he was stomping mud holes in the ground. He was running so hard. That was supposed to be those guys. A poor man's Reggie Bush and Lindell White. That was supposed to be those. But
power and finesse.
It did not work out. But I know one thing. Kamara's okay.
Hurd doing just fine.
Hurd to be okay. You know, he'll be all right there with Baylor.
Before the break, y'all remember we were talking about rushing leaders. Top backs, top duos. Who led the SEC in rushing in 2012?
That was...
Back when Todd Gurley was a freshman. Eddie Lacy was running the bill.
In 12?
Trey Mason, TJ Yeldon. Rajon Neal, Jeremy Hill.
Oh, that was Trey Mason.
Yeah, I would have guessed.
Johnny Manziel.
Led in the entire SEC in rushing that year?
1,400 yards, 21 touchdowns.
Wow.
Averaged 108 a game. Remember the greatness? Remember the time we had watching that man?
He was so fun, man. R.I.P. He's not dead. I just want him to have a good night's sleep.
Oh, boy. Johnny Manziel. All right, we got For What coming up next. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Stay with us.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter, oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town.
Jason Swain here. June is Men's Health Month. Gentlemen, question. Do you know your numbers? You may know your blood pressure and cholesterol, but do you know your testosterone and prostate numbers? I know mine. I went to Low T Center. They made it quick and easy, and you'll know your results in about 20 minutes. And this month, Low T Center is even offering a special $50 testosterone and prostate level test. Gentlemen, don't wait anymore. Call Low T Center today at 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Butch Jones replacing Philip Fulmer on the Jumbotron.
For what?
People getting drunk and stumbling into the wrong house.
For what?
Butch saying a chart told him to kick an extra point instead of going for two.
For what?
People who break the law while breaking the law.
For what?
All right, we got for what here in the Swain event. We'll get to Charlie. I think Charlie has a really good one for us today. What do you have, sir?
I really like this one almost more than anything because it's written – it's in the Brisbane Times in Brisbane, Australia, and it's written in, like, in Australian sort of, in an Australian way. Here's the headline. Woman allegedly more than four times the limit rides horse to Logan Bottle Shop. That's a little confusing. I had to look up sort of what all of this means or dive into it a little bit more. She was four times the legal alcohol limit, and she rode a horse through the drive through of a bottle shop. A bottle shop in Australia is a liquor store, come to find out. Police were called to Wembley Road Tavern after reports of a woman refusing to leave the premises at 11:30. Why was she refusing to leave? Because she was on a horse, and she was promptly arrested, had a 0.226 ABV, alcohol, blood, whatever. She was properly drunk, I would say, and rode a horse to a liquor store to try to get more liquor, was arrested. And this is probably the funniest part. I don't think this is a law in the United States, but maybe it is in Australia. The woman was charged with being in charge of a horse while under the influence. Police said that drinking and driving was not limited to just a vehicle and could include a horse. Who knew?
My goodness. My for what's headed up to Baltimore. My Ravens are at it again. They're trying to cheat during OTAs. Oh, second time in the last 2 years. Their final two OTA practices will be canceled, and the organization's going to be fined both the head coach, John Harbaugh, $50,000, and the owner, $100,000. They're putting pads on rookies at OTAs. Guys, you can't be doing that. Quit trying to cut corners. We know we're slow right now, but that's not the way you get better. Put in some extra time on your own when it's not official practice time. Wow. Get Joe Flacco, Lamar, get them out there.
Wow.
Police it within the team. Don't make that a standard practice when you know it's being watched and being viewed. Wow. Every minute of it. It's just dumb.
I'm gonna go to Philadelphia for mine, where a Philadelphia teacher has been removed from school as authorities investigate allegations she took bribes from students in exchange for good grades. It is now officially time to raise the pay of teachers, because they are here taking bribes for A's and B's.
Got to keep food on the table.
Where was these teachers when I was in school? All right, I give you $5 for 5 points.
I could do some sweet talking.
My goodness, it is time. It's time to start paying teachers more money.
But ma'am, look at my shirt. It's nice, isn't it? I know I'm not the smartest.
How much money does a well a high school a high school no student have to offer a teacher for her to say, you know what? All right, deal, let's do it.
For like a test or an overall grade?
Overall grade, I guess.
A couple hundred?
That's a good question.
A couple hundred?
Yeah.
Does it say?
That's what I would guess.
It doesn't say how much it was. It just says that she's been removed from the school. She's not been fired yet. They're just investigating the situation. I'm sure they'll know more as they investigate. But as a teacher, how much do you have to be offered to agree?
Well,
we're talking about your career being over. You don't take a bribe? Like, it better be worth it.
In all honesty, you should never agree. But if you were to, what's that number? What's that number for each of you? You're educating. You're molding young minds.
It's got to be like a hard.
And little Johnny Jr.
Like, couple grand. You got to be able to pay my rent.
Wow. High schooler? I mean, what, did you see him roll up into the junior lot in some type of Bentley?
But that's the thing. A high schooler would never be able to pay that realistically, so without having to, like, get money from their parents. And then at that point, the parents are going to know, and then you're going to be screwed, so.
I mean, it's really sad to think about it, you know? I mean, this is the future. This
you
is
are
the future. They're training the future of
yeah.
Of America and the world.
Jokes aside, you're robbing these kids
yeah.
of education.
I mean, it's like when police officers get caught, you know, doing deals with you know, drug dealers and stuff like that. You know, it makes you feel like crap because, like, wait a minute, we trust you to do the right thing, but you know, you're trying to have your little side hustle too. It's kind of sad when you think about it, but how much, like? For you to say, yeah, I'm gonna risk my career over yeah. a couple $100?
I wish there was a number that
really,
that it said.
Really stupid lady or teacher.
Dumb.
Really dumb. All right, who we got there on the hotline, sir?
Chip.
Hey, Chip. Chip yes. joins us. Hey, how you doing, Chip?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
Great, great, great. Thanks for calling. Thanks for asking.
Wonderful, wonderful. Hey, so back to the running back. There was a lethal combination back in the late 80s known as Cobb Webb.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Chuck Cobb.
That's right.
And, yeah.
Reggie so Cobb and Chuck Webb. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my first game in Neyland Stadium, raining, Auburn, Tennessee. And we put it on them. And, dude, that was ever since then, obviously, hooked. So,
hey, Chip, are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
No, I had it on okay. speakerphone, okay. but it's off now.
Okay, so okay.
I apologize.
Okay.
Sounds a little funky. That's all right.
Yeah, man.
And then,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say just I had a real quick question pertaining to the center from Alabama. I know y'all are high on him coming, and it's a good indication he might be coming. Is it advantageous to have him early? And then my last question is, do you guys know anything about the corner that we got that's a grad transfer? If you look at our kids that are coming in, I think we got one cornerback on the 18 list of kids, and he's a JUCO guy, and I've watched his film. He looks tremendous, but I have heard nothing about it.
Okay, so JUCO guy. I was thinking, grad transfer. Wait a minute. I thought it was just, Kelly Christ and Mondre London and then the kicker from Michigan. I'm not apologizing for not really knowing his name because he's a kicker. Give me a game-winning field goal, and we'll know his middle name too. But, yeah, the JUCO.
Uh-oh.
Sorry about that. Yeah, our JUCO DB coming in, and – that player, any DB coming in, should get a ton of conversation because this defense, when you look at our defense, there's a lot of experience there in the front seven. There's a lot of talent, especially guys that at least were rated high. I mean, I think there's a lot of promise there. I just think they need their potential to be tapped into. I think they need to be empowered. I think they need to be taught how to play at a high level, how to have unbelievable effort every single play and making sure that you are in the right condition so that way you can go hard every play. Defensive linemen, with these guys interchanging, and substituting, the run off the field and on the field can sometimes be more exhausting than the play itself. Because we're talking about, let's say the ball's on the opposite side of the hash where your sideline is, and you have to sprint off the field. That's a 40-yard sprint. The field across is 53 and a half yards. That's a 40-yard sprint. And then you got to sprint back on. That's an 80-yard sprint on off the field. During a play, you're talking about 6 seconds of maybe running 10, 20 yards. And so those are like hidden yardage of defensive linemen having to sprint on and off the field. So got to be in proper condition for sure there. 865-255-06 is the number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. We are up against it, Chip. Because we are up against it, I don't want to start talking about the corner and us have to run the break and not have enough time to get cut off there on the radio. So we'll come back and spend some time talking about the cornerback position and talking about
Kenneth George Jr.,
the newcomers at that position, because they have a great chance. They have a great chance to play. Great chance to play and contribute. And if I'm a corner coming in, and Jordan Pruitt is coaching me at that position, and Terry Fair is coaching me at that position, I have a good enough chance in anyone to start and play. Everyone is on equal ground. Everyone's on equal ground.
The little Charles Kelly in there?
Everyone is on equal ground. So 865-255-03. I'm looking at the clock, making sure everything times up correctly. Because one of my pet peeves is like talking or and having like the show cut off because of the feed there on the radio. So there we go. So we'll take a break. We'll come back, start hour number three, and we'll discuss our newcomer defensive back that we brought in from the JUCO ranks. And then at 9:15, we'll have on Jeremy Pruitt, and we'll talk X's and O's, and we'll try to get to know Jeremy Pruitt, the person, a little bit more than just the football coach. I look forward to talking to Coach Pruitt. I've been impressed with everything I've seen so far. So we'll take a break and come back after this.